Good morning, and welcome to the January 25th Planning Commission meeting. And I'm going to call the meeting to order and ask the commissioners if they'd please unmute their microphones, and if the clerk would please call roll.
Yes, good morning. Commissioner Shaw?
Here.
Commissioner Campbell?
Here.
Commissioner Wyatt?
Here.
Commissioner Viacana?
Here.
And Chairperson Simpson-Spearman?
Here. Thank you. Now, if you would please stand and join me in the flag salute. Thank you. And now I'm going to ask for public comment on matters not listed in the agenda, please.
No request to speak on the public comment.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. So I will go ahead and close public comment. And now I'd like to ask for planning staff updates, please. Erlen, good morning.
Good morning, Chair and Commissioners. Erlen Singwald, Environmental Coordinator. So with the new year, I'm going to be taking the lead at the Planning Commission meetings as the my official capacity as the Planning Commission liaison, providing the planning staff updates, taking that off of Mark LaRue's plate. And I'm going to go ahead and jump into the staff updates right now. So first, the last Planning Commission meeting was on December 14th, and I just wanted to let you know that no appeals were filed of any of the Planning Commission's actions on December 14th. At the Board of Supervisors meeting this Tuesday, the board denied an appeal and approved a request by Doug Filippone for a minor use permit to allow a vehicle fueling station and electric vehicle charging station located on Los Tablas Road in Templeton. That was a project that came before the commission and was approved by the commission, and the board upheld that approval. Looking ahead at upcoming Planning Commission agendas, so on February 8th, there will be an item for a general plan amendment. It's a request by Coulter Negranti for a general plan amendment to change land use category of a project site on Wilsona Road from residential suburban to multiple use industrial and commercial service. Additionally, there are two items on today's agenda that staff will be recommending to be continued to February 8th. And we have reserved time on the docket for those items on February 8th, and that includes the Buffalo Management Group conditional use permit to allow for cannabis operations, as well as the Celine Vineyard LLC for a conditional use permit to allow for a winery in Adelaide. And when we get to those hearing items, we'll explain the reason for the continuance recommendation. Looking ahead to February 22nd, this is going to be probably a full day for the Planning Commission. We have five items. One is a request by Abbott Reed and the Housing Authority of San Luis Obispo for a conditional use permit to construct 313 multifamily residential units. That's 240 market rate units and 73 affordable units on a 10-acre site on Farnage Road in Napomo. And this project has been referred to or is known as the Mesa Trails project. Next will be a request by Jack and Deborah Franklin for a conditional use permit to allow 30 outdoor temporary events per year with 200 maximum attendees on an ag parcel on San Marcos Road, just 3 miles north of Paso Robles. Next is a request by Napomo, SH4 Napomo LLC for a conditional use permit to allow for the development of 134 unit assisted living facility within the Monarch Dunes community. Then we have the Cambria Christmas Market development plan and coastal development permit is also scheduled for February 22nd. And then finally, a request by Robert Hather for a track map, a concurrent development plan, coastal development permit to subdivide a 1.12 acre parcel into 15 private parcels and a common parcel in San Simeon. And staff will be recommending denial on that application. So again, it's a busy day on February 22nd. That concludes planning staff updates. However, before we move on to the election of the new chair and vice chair, I wanted to take a moment and thank Chairperson Simpson-Spearman on behalf of the planning department for your service and leadership as the chairperson. I know it is a challenging task, and I've just continually was impressed with how you handled challenging situations with grace and professionalism, and just really appreciate your time and leadership. So thank you very much, and have an orchid and a card I want to present you with here.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. That's much, really much appreciated.
Two questions?
Yes, please go ahead, Anne.
I had wondered about the status of the ADU pre-approved, pre-reviewed plans. Sounded like someone's using some of those. So did you get the hurdles jumped, and those are usable now?
That's correct. So those are usable now, and they're available to the public.
Okay, yes. That's good news, since I knew there was a little bit of still some review needed last I knew. And then how are you doing ramping up on staffing? I know we got a report recently that listed a lot of open positions. Are you having some success staffing up?
So in terms of planning division, and our deputy director, Mark LaRue, in the audience and can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like most of our positions in current planning are full. I think we have one vacancy. Long range planning, as we presented in our priorities report to the Board of Supervisors, has a couple senior planner vacancies right now, as well as a vacant supervising planner.
Thank you.
Did any other commissioners have any questions for Erlyn? Okay, if not, Erlyn, thank you very much. All right, and now we're going to move on to commission business, which is the election of the new chair and vice chair. But before I go into that, I just wanted to say thank you, because to be very frank, there's no way I could have done this without all of you. So first, thank you to my fellow commissioners. You were very supportive, and you helped me in some difficult times with much grace and compassion, and I really appreciate that. To JR and to Ben over there from both Public Works and County Council, I really came to rely on your advice, and I really appreciated the extra mile you went. Thank you very much to both of you. To the planning staff, Mark, Trevor, and the planning staff in general, I know there are a lot of people that worked hard on every project that came before us, and there are a lot of people behind them. And so I wanted to say thank you for all the effort and to make it so we could understand it and answer all our questions. We really appreciated that. And I wanted to draw out Erlyn in particular, just because when we had Dana Reserve, there was a lot of material and we had a lot of complex projects this year, but Erlyn took, besides all the meetings we had and prep sessions, Erlyn took the time to do one-on-ones with us, and he spent a lot of time with me, and it made it a massive difference in the way I was prepared for that meeting, and I honestly think it made me a better commissioner. So I appreciate that, and I want to say thank you. And then finally, of course, I couldn't ask for a better vice chair in Alex. And not only was he a phenomenal vice chair, but he also became a great friend. So thank you. And to Danielle, because I think we tried to implement some improvements, and she always made everything better. And this is kind of a strange thing, but I just got to say thank you to my family, because I think all of us out here know that you can't volunteer like this if you don't have a massive support system behind you. So I need to say thank you to my husband, my beautiful girls, and my mom. And with that, I cannot miss to say thank you to my supervisor, Don Ortiz-Legg, for standing behind me, unyielding, and for giving me the opportunity to serve in the first place. So thank you very much. It has been a joy, and I look forward to the next chair. So, thanks, Dan. All right, thank you. All right, now with that, let's see. I'm going to open nominations, please, for the chair.
I nominate Vice Chair Villicana for the new chair position.
I'll second.
Thank you. So we have a first and a second. And now I'm going to ask the clerk for a roll call vote, please.
Sure. Commissioner Wyatt?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Villicana?
Am I allowed to vote for myself? Is that staying on. Yes.
And Chairperson Simpson-Spearman.
Yes. And now I would like to open nominations for the chair of the for the vice chair, please.
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Shaw for vice chair.
I would like to second that.
Excellent. And now would the clerk please call roll vote?
Commissioner White.
Just before we do that, does she accept? Or yeah. There wasn't any opening in this strict agenda that I noticed for an acceptance.
Yeah,
so
I will reluctantly accept just with, on the condition Alex is never absent. So.
I have a decent record.
Yes, you do.
Okay, just wanted to make sure before we'd voted her in and gone through this procedure.
So, Commissioner Wyatt?
Yes.
Commissioner Villicana?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
And Chairperson Simpson-Spearman?
Yes. And with that, congratulations, Alex, Miriam. And I'm going to ask for a 10-minute recess just so that I can switch seats with the new chair and formally hand off this much used gavel. So congratulations, Alex.
Thank you.
10-minute recess. We'll be back at 9:21, please. Thank you.
Back in the jar. All right. If we can get back going, if you could, we have a consent agenda. Does anybody have any questions on the consent agenda or want to pull anything? If not...
I'll just be abstaining from the first set of minutes. I wasn't there for that meeting.
Okay. So can we break that into, do we need to break that into two motions or can we just?
You can still vote on the minutes. Everybody can vote. Even if you weren't at the meeting, you can still vote on the minutes. So, Anne, if you would like to vote on the minutes, you can do that with that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the Planning Commission meetings for November 9th and the Planning Commission meetings for December 14th and the request for people's self-help housing extension.
All right. So I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Wyatt?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
And Chairperson Villicana?
Yes. All right. If we can move to the first hearing item.
Certainly. Today's first hearing item is a hearing to consider a request by Buffalo Management Group for a conditional use permit to allow for the establishment of 2 acres of outdoor cannabis cultivation canopy, 0.5 acres of outdoor ancillary cannabis nursery, and ancillary transport of cannabis grow on a site of approximately 24 acre parcel, county file DRC 2019-00241. This is in Supervisorial District 1 with project manager Elizabeth Moreno.
Do I do ex parte even though we're looking for a continuance?
I would still do it. Yeah,
okay. Is there any ex parte from the commissioners? I actually did visit the site and I did meet with some of the neighbors. All right. Erlyn, could I have you introduce the staff?
Yeah, sure. So good morning, Chairperson Villicana, Commissioners, Erlyn Singwall, Environmental Coordinator. So as I mentioned during plan and staff update, staff is requesting that this item be continued to February 8th due to a noticing error. So it will be continued to a date certain to February 8th, and we're going to re-notice the project. The error on the noticing was there's a requirement for cannabis projects to send out notices to all properties fronting a local road from the project site to a collector or arterial. And we sent notices to the neighboring properties, but not to all of the fronting properties on that local road. So we're going to re-notice, ensuring that we're capturing all of the properties on the fronting the local road. And yeah, we're asking for a continuance to February 8th. Generally, the commission, when we request to continue an item, will open public comment, but limit public comment to the question of the continuance.
All right. Madam Clerk, is there any public comment on the continuance?
No request to speak.
All right, so we'll close public comment and look to the commission if there's any questions, or if not, if we want to see a motion on the continuance.
No, I think the noticing is important, and so I would move the continuance.
I'll second.
All right, so we have a motion and second. Madam Clerk, can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Shaw? Commissioner Wyatt?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
And Chair Viacana?
Yes. All right, Madam Clerk, could you introduce the second hearing item?
Hearing item number five is a hearing to consider, is a hearing to consider a request by Celine Vineyard LLC for a conditional use permit to allow the phase phase development of a 27,248 square foot winery facility, including a 19,101 square foot underground wine cave system with a 3,505 square foot exterior covered work area and a 4,642 square foot administration building and tasting room with 3,117 square feet of interior space and 1,525 square feet of exterior space. The winery would increase the annual case production from 5,000 cases per year to a maximum of 10,000 cases per year. This is County File DRC 2021-00025, Supervisorial District 1, Project Manager Holly Phipps.
Is there any ex parte from the commissioners?
I did have a Zoom with a group of neighbors. It was about eight people. And it was led by Alice Grizel.
Yes, and I also had a Zoom meeting with the same group of individuals.
And I met with a group of neighbors at the home of Alex Grizel. And I also went to the site and visited the site with applicant agents and the applicant, Celine, and did a site tour.
And I also met with the neighbors at a meeting they had invited me to, and we ran over everything that you see in this packet in front of you. So I was there a couple hours.
So I met with the neighbors at Alice Grizel's house as well. I did a site tour with the applicant and the agent. I also met with Murray and Bruce from TAG about the same project as well. All right, if I could have Erlen, if you want to introduce staff or the continuance.
Sure, so Erlen Singwald, environmental coordinator. So exact same situation on this project, requesting continuance to February 8th so we can re-notice. And that's, requesting continuance.
Was the noticing on this one the same as the cannabis?
Exactly.
Go all the way back to a collector?
Yeah, so exactly. Okay. The same requirement applies to wineries as cannabis cultivation.
And I would move that this item be continued to February 8th.
Could you make sure that we open public comment?
Madam Clerk, is there any public comment on this item?
Thank you, Council. No request to speak.
All right. Saying that closing public comment, and now I'll look for that motion again.
That compelling public comment. I would move that this item be continued until February 8th.
I'll second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Wyatt?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaw?
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell?
Yes.
Commissioner Simpson-Spearman?
Yes.
And Chair Viacana?
Yes. All right, and second to last, I guess. Can I entertain a motion to take all testimony and correspondence into the record?
So moved. Make a motion to take all testimony into the record.
Can I get a look for a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
And now I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Al.